We often talk of peace in the context of war, but this is a very narrow and restricted notion of peace. Peace is deeply linked with the entirety of human life. Peace is a complete ideology in itself. Peace is the only religion for both man and the universe. It is the master key that opens the doors to every success. Peace creates a favorable atmosphere for success in every endeavor. Without peace, no positive action, small or big, is possible. The end of the age of persecution. In chapter 8 of the Quran, the Prophet and his companions are commanded, fight them until there is no more fitna, religious persecution, and religion belongs wholly to God. 8:39, it is not a political commandment. This verse explains the principle of Islam in one particular matter of religion. In the verse, fitna means religious persecution. In ancient times, the monarchy was established everywhere. The kings had adopted the religious principle that the religion of the state should be the religion of all the inhabitants of the country. At that time, adopting a religion other than the religion of the state was considered synonymous with rebellion against the state, and people were meted out a harsh treatment, what is known in history as religious persecution. Due to this, it became a common proverb that people usually follow the religion of their rulers. This way of making religion a matter of state was against God's creation plan. According to God's creation plan, the present world is a world of test and trial. Therefore, every human being has the freedom to adopt any religion he wants. The same thing is stated in this verse of the Quran, there shall be no compulsion in religion too. 256, religious coercion, or subjugation of religion to the state, was tantamount to the negation of God's creation plan, so that man can freely adopt any religion he wants. The Prophet and his companions were commanded to put an end to religious persecution. Adopting a religion is a matter of individual choice, not of law and politics. This task of ending the fitna was a one-time task that was accomplished perfectly in the time of the Prophet and his companions. As history shows, this event took place in the 7th century AD. Events show that twice in history, religion was declared a subordinate branch of the state. The first instance was in the time of the ancient monarchy, and the second instance, in the time of the modern communist empire. Both systems were against God's creation plan. Therefore, God created such conditions that these two systems came to an end forever. The system established under the ancient monarchy was overthrown by the early Muslims, and the United States was used as a means to overthrow the modern communist empire. It was a divine plan that ended the communist empire without the use of violence. Religious freedom is now enjoyed all over the world. Every country now enjoys religious freedom in the fullest sense. Under the United Nations Charter of Human Rights, all countries collectively recognize the right to religious freedom for all. At the same time, in the constitution of every country, including India, the right to religious freedom is fully granted to every man and woman. After this global change, the era of war is over. All that is to be done now is to make full use of this freedom, and to spread the religion of God within every small and large house in the world. As foretold in the Hadith, there will be no home remaining, big or small, in which God will not have entered the word of Islam. Musnad Ahmad. According to the Quran, He, God, created death and life so that He might test you, and find out which of you is best in conduct. 67:2. It means man has been settled in this world, and he has been given complete freedom, so that he can live his life as he pleases. Then, according to his deeds, he will get the eternal reward or eternal punishment commensurate with his deeds. The Quran is a vivid description of this divine plan of creation. In this world, the state of religious oppression is against God's creation plan. It is an interference in God's natural system. God can never tolerate this kind of interference in his world. He will surely end it, sometimes through one human group and sometimes through another. This is a matter of divine operation. This type of operation is not performed by angels. It is accomplished while maintaining the veil of causes and effects. Both these incidents are historical examples of this.